I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, this weekend I was hoping to get out to see the new It movie, but I was unable to. I was planning on doing it Friday evening. But did anybody see any new movies?
No.
I was forced out of the theater for a weird reason when I went to see Angel Has Fallen the first time and only got to see a few minutes, and I finished it this weekend. Liked it.
Well,
it's the best one of the series, isn't it?
You're right. I was happy with it. I had a fun time watching that movie.
It brought in $4.4 million this weekend still, but number one, of course, It Chapter 2 at $40.7 million. Love to be going and seeing that. I think I'll do that. I can't do it this weekend. I have a wedding.
You're going to be a little busy, aren't you?
All right, I'm going to be a little busy. Down to Georgia we go, 3 a.m. at a local Waffle House. What could go wrong?
Well, the 3 a.m. Waffle House crowd's a little weird.
Yeah, well, there's a woman. She walked into the restaurant, stole a bottle of mustard and a wet floor sign. It seems like they always have those out. She ran outside and squirted the mustard all over the parking lot. When cops arrived, the woman began to twerk and sing an original song called I Ain't Gonna Tip.
That's a big mood.
That's saying something. Wow. Deputies got the woman to leave before she went to another Waffle House and threatened to knock people's teeth out. Officers then officially charged her with disorderly conduct.
What's the problem with being the only thing open at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, you don't have much variety to go to. That's right. Down to Minnesota we go. There's a Good Samaritan that I feel like he could have got a little bit more for being a Good Samaritan. He found thousands and thousands of dollars in a ditch. And at the same time, the police received a call from a man who had been riding his motorcycle and it had blown out of his pocket. First of all.
Yeah. Something's not right here.
Something's not right. But the man had actually had bank receipts that proved the cash was his, and the Good Samaritan returned the money to the man and the police, and I do not believe he got any reward.
Well, the man didn't even offer him a fiver?
No.
Wow.
Not at all. Not even thank you. Not even a...
That's disappointing.
I would have kept it. If that's the case, I'd have been like, you know what? I'm sorry. I found this.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sad. Today is National Guacamole Day.
Mm.
Some of the best guacamole you can get is actually Walmart. The deli section.
Yeah, they do have good stuff. I was at Taco Mama last night.
Oh.
They had good guac. I got fried flounder tacos.
Wow.
Delicious. And a jalapeno margarita.
Does it have like jalapeno in it? I'd imagine it does.
Yeah,
but
it does. It's really good. It's a little bit spicy. It's got a little kick to it, but it's weird because it's also cold.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have a lot of cold, spicy things in your life.
That's cool. Sounds good, actually.
Makes me want a taco right now.
Yeah. Also, on this date in 1955, Play-Doh hit the market. Play-Doh, gosh. Which you told me a secret the other day, the key to getting it unhard.
Yeah, if you can rehydrate that. Add water. If it dries up and gets crusty, it'll come back together the way it's supposed to. Yeah.
Nice. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Skype's name was shortened version of the original name of Sky Peer-to-Peer. The people who created it originally wanted to shorten it to Skyper, but the domain name was taken, so they stuck with Skype.
Ooh. Oh, darn it, didn't that the case? You think of a good idea, that domain name is already taken.
Yeah.
Dadgummit.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.